We're going to invite the Fisher family to come on forward for the baptism of little Adeline.
Hi, Adeline. And Molly and Matt will have you over on this side. Yep, that's great. Awesome. And children from the congregation, if you're going to come down for the children's message, come on down. Come on down to the river right here. We'd like to have you down here. And you can sit right here on the edge if you'd like to come down. I'd like to have my girls come down to see this. At least one of them, two of them, three of them. All right, cool. You guys got the best seats in the house. Again, a beautiful gift is being given here in the waters of baptism. Baptism is something not brought up and taught by or invented by the church. Baptism was something instituted by Jesus Christ. It's one of the last words that Jesus said. It's Matthew chapter 28. Jesus said this, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in my name, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." So that's what we're doing here today. Little Adeline is receiving God's name. God is saying yes to you, Adeline, and that is a special thing. First question that I have for the parents, how is Adeline to, what is her full name? Adeline Juliet Fisher, receive the sign of the cross, both upon your forehead and also upon your heart, that marks you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Nothing can take that away, Adeline. Let's begin our time here with a prayer. Let's bow our heads. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of baptism and the promise that you make with baptism. As your word says, he who believes, or she who believes, and is baptized shall be saved. We thank you for the gift and the opening of heaven to little Adeline. We pray for each person here, the sponsors, Michael and Molly, and everyone gathered here, that we would now guide Adeline in her walk with you in her life. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And a word from the Bible about how Jesus opens his arms to little children. It's found in Mark chapter 10, a good reminder for us all. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said, "Let the children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and Jesus blessed them. And a few questions this morning for you, and actually we can all answer this together, but especially for the sponsors, for Michael and Molly. First of all, thank you for being sponsors for little Adeline. What that means is that you're not signing your life over and doing something extraordinary, except it is extraordinary. What you're saying is that you'll pray for her and guide her in Christian instruction. That's what a sponsor is. So do you intend to do that? If so, then answer yes. Excellent. All right, now some questions for all of us this morning. The first question is this. Do you renounce the devil and all his works and ways? If so, then answer yes.
Yes.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, who created you and gave you life? If so, then answer yes.
Yes.
And do you believe in God, the Son, Jesus Christ, who died to redeem you and open up eternal life for you? If so, then answer yes.
Yes.
And do you believe in the Holy Spirit, who will guide and keep you in his faith and guide and keep Adeline throughout her life, bring her closer to Jesus at all times? If so, then answer yes.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, Adeline, you ready? All right, Mom and Dad are going to hold you as best they can. Very good. Adeline Juliet Fisher, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I got her pretty wet. Yep. All right. Congratulations, Adeline. Yeah, and we have a napkin back here. All right. Good job, Adeline.
In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sister in Christ, and together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
All right. Excellent. All right, the peace of the Lord be with you. You can now return to your seats.